AI. So here's something that should make every engineering manager sit up straight. The AI coding agent market just crossed $1 billion in annual recurring revenue. Not projected, not on track for actual recurring paying customers, and yet most of the team succeeding with these tools won't let them touch production code alone. Let that tension sit for a second. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. The AI coding agent is real, like actually real, not in a cool demo at a conference way. AI in the companies are paying serious money for this every month way. We're talking tools like Devin from Cognition, AI, Cursor, and a handful of others that can read your entire code base, understand a GitHub issue, write the fix, run the tests, and iterate. End-to-end, no hand-holding Cognition. The company behind Devin is sitting at roughly a $1 billion valuation. Cursor, and this one genuinely surprised me when I looked it up, is reportedly valued at around $29 billion. 29 billion for an AI-native code editor. That's not a typo. AI. These are not toy companies playing around in a sandbox. These are heavily backed, fast-growing products that engineers at real companies are using every single day. Here's where it gets interesting, though. The company's actually succeeding with these agents. They are not just turning them loose on the code base and going to lunch. They are treating them exactly like a brilliant but brand new junior engineer who you absolutely cannot fully trust yet. And I mean that in the most specific operational way possible. Branch protections, CI test requirements, code owner review gates. AI scoped permissions so the agent can only touch certain repos or certain services. Detailed logging of every single action the agent takes. The best analogy I've heard, and I think it's exactly right, is that these agents are powerful but fallible. They can pass your test suite and still introduce a subtle edge case bug that won't surface until 3 months later when a very specific user does a very specific thing. The model doesn't know what it doesn't know. AI. So the teams winning right now are the ones who figured out that the question was never can the AI code, it was always what control architecture makes the AI safe enough to be economically valuable. That's the real game. And honestly, I think this is one of the most important reframes in tech right now. We spent 2 years arguing about whether AI could code. That debate is over. The new debate is about governance, and that's a much harder, much more interesting problem. AI. But here's the thing. While everyone was watching Cognition and Cursor rack up valuations, something else was happening quietly in a slightly less glamorous corner of the market. AYC-backed startup called Stack AI raised about $19 million to do something that sounds almost boring compared to autonomous AI software engineer. They built a no-code platform for deploying AI agents inside regulated enterprise workflows. Finance, healthcare, legal, the industries where if an AI makes a mistake, someone might actually go to jail. AI, and the founder said something that I keep coming back to. He said most current AI solutions are, quote, basically just demos when it comes to real production deployment. They lack critical controls and governance. And look, coming from someone building in this space, that's a pretty bold thing to say out loud. But he's right, and the market is starting to agree with him. Stack AI's whole product is built around the idea that the hard part isn't making the agent smart. The hard part is making the agent auditable, giving it structured workflows with explicit approval checkpoints. AI building telemetry so you can see exactly what the agent did, when, and why. Creating templates for regulated industries that have preset constraints baked in. It's less sexy than AI software engineer. It's also probably more important. If you're thinking, wait, isn't this just good software engineering practice applied to AI? Yeah, it is. And the fact that we need an entire startup category to solve it tells you something about how fast the capability side ran ahead of the governance side. AI VCs are now pouring money into AI infrastructure and observability specifically because the smart money has figured out that the next wave of value isn't smarter models, it's the tooling that makes existing models trustworthy enough to actually use. Quick hits before we go. Microsoft and GitHub are leaning hard into AI-assisted coding through Copilot, but notably, they're keeping humans in the loop rather than pushing full autonomy, which tells you something about where enterprise risk tolerance actually sits. AI. Google's Gradient Ventures is actively investing in AI dev tooling startups. essentially betting that the picks and shovels layer gets built out fast. And somewhere on a developer forum this week, someone pointed out that AI agents can write perfect code for a problem that was already solved 3 years ago, and nobody told the agent, which is funny, until you realize it's also completely true. Here's what ties all of this together. We are in the middle of a transition from AI as a tool you use to AI as a colleague you manage. AI and managing, it turns out to require the same things that managing humans requires. Clear scope, accountability, feedback loops, and earned trust over time. Not hype, not vibes, metrics, defect rates, rollback frequency, review burden. The teams giving agents more autonomy aren't doing it because they believe in the technology philosophically. They're doing it because the numbers justified it. That's the real story of AI coding agents in 2026. Not that the AI can code that, we're finally getting serious about what it means to trust it. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.